I'd like to start off this morning with a little joke. And there was a little boy who opened... How many of you have those old Bibles? You know, the big, you know, family Bible, you know, that stands about that tall and it's about that wide, you know, especially if you're this tall. And large, that's the only way. Yeah, there you go. Got to have a large print. Well, there was this little boy that found this Bible probably on their mantle or something. This was a big old family Bible. And he was fascinated with it. And he began to open it up and look at the old pages as he turned to them. He looked at them and he probably figured out, this is big enough print for Papa to read. So anyway, suddenly something fell out of the Bible. And he picked it up and looked at it closely. It was an old leaf from a tree that had been pressed in between the pages. Anybody ever done that? So you know what I'm talking about? An old leaf that was pressed in between the pages. So, and the boy looked at it. "Mama, mama, look what I found," the boy called out. "What have you got there, dears?" Mama answered. With astonishment in the young boy's voice, he answered, "I think it's Adam's suit." The leaf? Come on. Some of you got it. Okay. Lift up your Bibles. And this is the living word of God that I trust and I obey. What it says is true from Genesis to Revelation. Today I will be taught from the word of God. My heart is receptive and my spirit is alive. As I learn to submit my will to his, I am forever changed. A child of the living God. In the name of Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to talk to you about even now, God can do it. Even now, God can do it. We all, from time to time, face situations that seems like it's out of control. Can't be done. Too late. It's over with. Doubt. Discouragement. Debt. I'll never get well. I cannot beat this addiction. I can't accomplish my dreams that I've so desired that God has put in my heart. I cannot do it. It's been too long. The odds are totally against me. Too often, we settle for where we are and just accept the fact that this is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. It wasn't meant to be. Oh my goodness, have I heard that from people. It just wasn't meant to be. So they settle down, they forget their dreams, they stay with their addiction, they stay with their loss of financial income, they stay with their loss of job, they stay defeated because they give them with the mentality, this is as good as it gets. In the book of John, it tells of a story of Lazarus. And Lazarus was extremely sick. He was one of Jesus' best friends. Jesus loved him. He was the brother of Martha and Mary. Now understand, this was the same Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair. This was the same Mary, the sister of Lazarus. The sister sent a message to Jesus. Jesus was not anywhere around, so they had to send a message out to Jesus and said, "Jesus, Jesus, come and pray for the one you love. Come and pray, for he is sick. Come, Lord Jesus." But Jesus was delayed in coming. In his delay, he sent back the answer to them. "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. He sent back a message to them to tell them, don't worry, don't worry. But did that help them? Oh my goodness. No, it didn't help them. As Jesus delayed his coming, I believe Martha and Mary became discouraged. They asked the question, why? Why didn't he come? I don't understand. I don't understand. He's his best friend. We're family to him. Why couldn't he come? Why is he delaying? Not only did he delay just one day, but he continued to delay day after day. And the questions kept arising. The discouragement kept growing deeper and bigger. And to the point of almost saying, I give up. Now you got to understand. You understand what's going on here. Has it ever seemed, and that you could ask the same question, why? Why, Lord? It's just too late. How many ever asked that question? Don't raise your hands. But I know we've all been discouraged. We've all been down and out. I had a whole business fall apart on me. I mean, everything. You talk about down. I went from one business to another business. And, you know, that business folded. Everything. It was like when I decided to serve the Lord and go to Bible school and bring my wife to Bible school with me. We both enlisted to Bible school and all hell broke loose. If I have to use that word, I use it. I mean, it wasn't, everything was going great. I was a president of a corporation. That didn't work. When you're the president, you have two other partners that can outvote you. Doesn't make a difference who you are. Okay? So, one week before Christmas, I was voted out of a big corporation, you know, that was doing great. I was third in the organization, and they thought I was getting up there too much, and they had promised me too much. So, I said, okay, fine, I can do it with what I have. And we went on, and I said, Lord, if this is you, you'll make it work. We got ourselves in the school, everything was working good, and all of a sudden, the other businesses we were involved in folded. Yep. Folded. It was such a disaster, such a disaster. Sharon and I went inside, and we were, like you said, discouraged. We're ready to quit. Why? Lord, I give up. You're there. I made all the effort to say, I'm going to go to Bible college. I'm going to do this for you, Lord. Look what I've got myself. I should have been better off not. But you know what? Thank goodness for loving Christians that knocked on our door after 2 weeks. Knocked 2 weeks! They could have done it the first day. 2 weeks. Knocked on our door. Comforted us. Helped us. And you know, God took us through Bible school. We had a big house. I mean, I had a lot of debts. Custom built home, big backyard, brand new motor. I mean, yeah. But God helped us keep the motor home and rent it out. I rented out George Lucas, by the way, you know. So kept the motor home, kept the house, and took us through Bible school. Paid our way through Bible school. Is that not God? Is that not God? But I could have been like these two sisters and said, it's just too late. Got a little discouraged. But see, it didn't stop there. They were getting discouraged. But then the ultimate disaster happened. He died. He died. They were probably saying, why, Jesus? You could have killed him. You know, we have seen you open blind eyes, Lord. We've seen you cure the lepers, O Lord. We've seen you turn water into wine, O Lord. It would have been easy to heal your loved one, Lord, your friend you loved. It would have been easy, Lord. Why? Why? And to make it even worse, He waited 4 days. After. Lazarus already in the tomb. He's dead. He's been in there for 4 days, and all of a sudden Jesus showed up. Oh my goodness. Has it ever seemed that Jesus showed up too late? But he has. Perfect timing. But I like this. And let me tell you this. This is the clincher of the message. But here's where faith really comes in. And Martha showed up with even now faith. John chapter 11. Turn with me. John chapter 11. In verse 20 through 22. Now Martha, I'll wait until you find it. John chapter 11. This is a good one for, I want you to, if you have ability to underline what's going to take place here. Because Martha is showing something that's very unique. And what every Christian today should have is what Martha was showing. And it says, now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Let me back up to verse 20. Now Martha, as soon as she had heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But verse 22 is it. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Have you ever picked up on that verse before? Even now, God, whatever you ask, even now, God, even now, you can heal him, God. Wow, what a statement. What faith was presented right there in that instance. Even now, you can turn it around. Even now, you can cure my disease. Even now, you can repair my finances. Even now, you can take away these addictions. Even now, Lord, you can do all things. Hallelujah. It might look impossible, but even now, with God, all things are possible. Do you understand that? That's the even now faith that she was presenting to God right then. Hallelujah. Even now, I may not see a way, but Jesus, you have a way. I may not see it happening, but Jesus, you know how to make it happen. I may not see it in myself. This addiction has taken over me. My finances are gone. But Lord, you have a way. I know of a man who used to be a terrible, terrible alcoholic. He was married to a woman that loved him dearly, but she couldn't handle the alcoholism. He used to beat her, abuse her, to the point where she could no longer take it any longer, and she left him, she divorced him. See, it got worse. From there, he went from downhill to no hill. He went from downhill to almost 6 foot under. You know, he ended up in the gutter. He ended up losing his house, his family, his friends, his relatives. Nobody wanted to be around him because he was a terrible drunk. He wasn't a fun drunk. He was a terrible drunk. When he got drunk, he'd beat up on people. This is how bad he was. And he would lose all conscious thought of what he was doing until after he came back to himself. And I'm sure there was forgiveness, but it was always too late. Well, 20 years later, this terrible drunk got terribly sick. He ended up on hospice. He ended up quitting drinking. He had to, with his condition, had to quit drinking. COPD does a lot to your body. He got so bad, with no place to stay, that his ex-wife of 20 years ago had to have him come and stay with her, and she became his caregiver. I came on board as their chaplain, and Man, I saw a very depressed person, and we began to pray. He's a military guy, and we would talk, and he came and told, I don't want nothing to do spiritually, nothing. Typical military person. So I came in there as a military Air Force guy, and we just talked military. And then we just started getting closer and closer. And all of a sudden, things began to change in his life, and all of a sudden, now he wanted to talk spiritual. He wanted to talk this. No more drinking. The relationship between the two of 20 years past, now we're starting to get better and better and starting to really, the love that she still had for him was still there, and she saw the man that she knew 20 years ago. Guess what? December of last year, they asked me to do the marriage, but we had the... Yeah. They were remarried. Remarried. Now, that's just not the whole end of it. I called him the other day to prepare a time to go see him again. He said, hey, Jerry, I just want to let you know, I've graduated from hospice. And I'm thinking, what do you mean graduated from hospice? I've been to my doctor, and I'm doing better. I'm getting better every day. I'm getting better every... Do you... Even now, faith, where everything seemed impossible, where his whole life had gone to the dogs, to the gutter, everything looked so bad. Even now, faith in God. God had the timing. Maybe it took 20 years. Yeah. Even now, faith. Even though it looks impossible, God can deliver you. You don't have to live down and depressed. Hallelujah. You can declare, even now God can and will heal the depression. He will heal the doubt. He will heal the unbelief. He will heal the fear or anything else you might be going through. God says, even now, God is freeing you. Do you understand? The Most High God has breathed his life in you and has crowned you with favor, hallelujah, with his favor. He has put seeds of greatness on the inside of you. So don't accept lack. Don't accept defeat. Feel it. Believe it. Receive it. Hallelujah. Your attitude should be, even now you are healing me, O Lord. Even now you're cleansing me, O God. Even now you're making me whole. Even now you're opening up new doors of opportunity. Those old doors might have closed, but new doors will open. Hallelujah. Even now you are giving me divine connection, divine increase, financial blessings. Hallelujah. A job where there's no job seems to be even in sight. Even now, God. That's what even now is. Even now, God. Do you understand? Oh, my goodness. Even now. God is an even now God. But you have to be an even now faith to receive what God has for you. Why, do you ask? Well, I'm glad you ask. I'm going to answer. Because God meets us at the level of our expectations. He meets you at the level of your expectations. If you don't expect to get well, you won't. If you don't expect to get a job, get rid of depression, receive financial blessings, etc., 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 you won't. God works on your expectations. It's what you expect. The even now faith expects God can do it. The person that says it's too late doesn't expect it. If you don't expect it, you won't receive it. Do you understand? Wow. Take the limits off of God and say like Martha, even now, God, you can do this. God, you said what is meant for my harm, you will give for my advantage. Even now, faith says, I still believe, even when all things look bad. God is a supernatural God and is able to take care of any and everything if we will let Him. The problem is, we're so hung up on what we are doing, we don't understand what God can do. We are so hung up on this mind of ours and what this mind can do, we forget that God doesn't utilize our mind. He utilizes His will. And that's where the even now faith comes from the heart, not the mind. Faith alone comes from the heart. You know? Faith is unseen. That's why so many people today can't be saved, can't receive the Lord as their personal Savior, because they don't have faith to believe. Agnostics don't have faith to believe in anything. I feel sorry for them. What happens when they go to a door at a grocery store? Well, I don't have faith. I don't know if it's going to open or close. So they'll just sit there waiting. They get in their car. I don't have faith to believe the key's going to turn it on. So they'll just sit there waiting. Lack of faith. You've got to have faith. Faith in that door will open. Faith in your car will start. Some of you own Fords, and that's another problem. But faith. Faith. Mine's a Lincoln. That's different. Now I have another question for you. Why did Jesus wait 4 days after Lazarus was dead to come? I'm sure Martha was asking that same question. I'm sure a lot of us probably asked that same question. Why? Well, let me give you an example here. The Sadducees, which was an enemy of Jesus, they believe that the spirit of the person leaves the body after 3 days in the tomb. And I believe Jesus wanted to take away any doubt. Any doubt. If it would have happened in 3 days, the Sadducees would have said, well, I guess he was just sleeping and he wasn't dead. See, but he had to even take away the doubt of the Sadducees. Do you understand? I believe this, that sometimes God will delay an answer to prayer so that you will know without a doubt it was God who answered your prayer and not man. To prove to all the skeptics, to all the critics, to all the doubters that it is God and not man. Do you understand? God wants the glory, not man. He deserves the glory, not man. Between the test and the miracle, God is making saints of us. I'm going to say that again. Between the test that you might be going through and the miracle, God is making saints out of you. We need to keep a God attitude when God is silent. Don't complain. Don't get discouraged. But keep on thanking God. You know, and I want to read the rest of this in John, if they'll put it back up on the screen, starting with verse 38. I want to read this and I want you to kind of follow me on this one. And it says, then, in verse 38, it says, then Jesus, again, groaning. Understand, the verse before that, the shortest scripture in the Bible says Jesus wept. So if you guys want to do a memory verse and grab everybody and they say, well, give me a memory verse. Here's an easy one. Jesus wept. I think everybody can remember that. You know. But now he goes on and he turns around and he says that he began to groan again. He, groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, now understand, I want you to listen to this. Martha, a few scriptures ahead of time, had just said, "Even now, God, you can do it. Even now, God, you can heal." See what happens with people? You know, as time progresses, their faith weakens. Here's Martha. Here's what she said. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. He stinks." You know, sometimes I think we need to get in the stinky position before God will answer. Sometimes it's got to get really bad. It's got to get stinky before he answers. Hallelujah. But Jesus said to her, and here's his answer, so wonderful of an answer. He said, Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Oh my goodness. He turned what she said as a discouragement or lack of faith back into faith. See, that's what God does so good. When you get a little discouraged and you start to complain, he'll turn your complaining back into encouragement, because he's always there to encourage you. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, I love this, because get this, even Jesus knew when you start your prayers, out with thanking. Listen to this. "Father, I thank you that you have heard me." I'm going to say that again. I believe every time you pray, morning, noon, or not, you need night. You need to learn to give God, "Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, in advance for hearing me. Thank you, God." Even Jesus said it to God. Hallelujah. "Lord, I thank you for hearing my prayers. I thank you for hearing my petitions." See, that's what Jesus, even Jesus said that. "And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried out a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." The even now God is here to give us this, the even now faith we need. Do you understand? Sometimes we need to cry out, Jesus, like Jesus cried out, "Lazarus, come forth." We need to cry out, "Addictions, be gone." Amen. "Financial blessings, come forth." Right. Yeah. "Healings, come forth." We need to get desperate before God and have that even now faith that God requires us to have. Don't let discouragement, doubt, fear, addictions, disasters get in your way of the even now faith God has planted in your heart. Hallelujah. If you will learn to forgive as God has forgiven and catch hold of this even now faith, I proclaim that God will answer your request and build your faith higher in him than you've ever, ever been before. Even now, God can do it with even now faith you have. And you understand, you have it. Martha showed it, but see, the point was she wasn't using it. See, it had to get stinky before she really figured out, this is the even now faith I possess. Sometimes it's going to have to be a stinky situation for us to turn around and say, now I know. It's a little stinky out there, and it's all because I'm discouraged. It's a little stinky out there. It's because I've let this financial problem take over me. It's a little stinky out there because I haven't seen any jobs available. There's no jobs available. This town doesn't have any work. and I'm just down and out. I'm not ever going to get it. That's a little stinky, I think. I think you need to smell the stinkiness and then turn around and say, even now, God, even now. Do you understand? Do you understand this? That Jesus is for your benefit. That Jesus wants the very best for you. He wants to bless you. And he wants to bless you so much that you will be at awe at what he did. That's what he wants to do. But it's only by your expectations. And so many Christians, I'm not talking sinners today, I'm talking Christians today, have lost their expectations because they've gone into depression. They've gone into, they've tried, and it hasn't happened, so they finally settle with what little they have when they could have so much more in God. See, you got to learn to give up to get. I had a dream. I didn't tell you, Sharon, about this. The other night I had a dream. In that dream, there was thousands of people. And in these thousands of people, God was telling me, give up. Give up your finances. Give up your job. Give up everything. Not that he's meaning for me to give it up. What he's meaning, give it up on my own and give it to him. If I will give everything that I have to him, he will not only bless, but he will open the doors of the foundations of this church and make this church the biggest church in Reno. That was a dream. Now, take it for whatever you want. But God wants to bless. God wants to bless. And I believe it. I believe it. There are so many people out there that need God's blessings. There's so many people out there that need to go to a church that believes this way. And you're going to get it from me every week, faith. I'm not going to give you discouragement. I'm not going to set you down. I'm not going to tell you, well, you're just living that way, so you just might as well live with it. There are churches that will do that. I'm not. I'm going to build your faith every week. Build your faith. By the time the end of this year takes place, you're going to have so much faith, we're not going to have a big enough building to put all the people in. Hallelujah. That's the faith that God wants us to have in a world that has no faith. And I declare that if you'll get a hold of this, grab a hold of it, hold on to it, and go forward with it, God's going to do miraculous things in your life. Amen?